the U.S. Department of Justice, the NAACP, the League of Women Voters, and I believe also a group of college students. And they're all asking a federal judge to block many of the provisions of the Voter Information Verification Act passed in August of 2013. The state's attorneys, they made opening arguments because they have essentially what is a motion to dismiss the lawsuits challenging the election law. And their argument basically was there's no constitutional requirement to provide early voting or to provide same-day registration, that there's no discriminatory intent behind the law, and that, as one of the attorneys said, it all boils down to that the people who support things like early voting and same-day registration, they like these provisions, and they're upset that the state is now taking them away.
Okay. Well, this morning, the plaintiffs, the civil rights groups, they went first. So, Michael, what case did they present?
That the evidence will show that legislators, when they passed this law soon after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down part of the Voting Rights Act, which required federal approval, that they knew that the changes that they were making were going to disproportionately affect African Americans.
They put on two witnesses. One was Carolyn Coleman. Who is she, and what was the gist of her testimony?
Carolyn Coleman is a Guilford County commissioner now and used to be the state director of the NAACP here. And she said that this new election law would have a devastating impact on Black voters.
Why would it have such a devastating impact on minority voters?
One of the examples that she gave was that many of the people, and she had worked for years in the eastern part of the state, and she said that these were people who worked low-paying jobs. Sometimes they had to work 2 to 3 jobs. They may not have a car. So things like early voting or the opportunity to register and vote on the same day made it easier for them to vote. She also talked a little bit about provisional ballots, and said that sometimes people who would go to the wrong precinct and try and cast a ballot without provisional voting, without those ballots being counted, that means that they would have to figure out some way to get from the wrong precinct to the right precinct in order for them to cast their ballot. And for some of those people, it might be difficult because they're trying to arrange transportation. They may have to try and catch a bus. And if they can't arrange transportation, then they're just out of luck.
This morning in court, there was a matter regarding the number of African Americans who have voted. The state brought up this issue. What exactly was that about?
They were talking about the May primaries, where all of these provisions, except the voter ID, were essentially in effect. And the number of African Americans were higher than they were in the May 2010 primary. And the other big emphasis that they made during their arguments was that this would disrupt state election workers, it would be burdensome on them to now have to operate under a different set of election laws than they have already operated under.